Brilliance Audio presents Close to Home by Lisa Jackson, performed by Joyce Bean. She's had some trouble at school, but Sharon called around and the people who worked with her saw her leave, walking. One of the other waitresses, Gloria Netterling, offered to give her a lift, but the girl declined, decided to walk.
"Last night," he said thoughtfully and tapped his fingers on his desk. "Bad weather."
"Yeah."
Belisario was nodding, her hair catching fire in the light from the overhead fixtures.
"It's about a 20 to 25 minute walk, so she should have been home by 12:30 at the latest. Her mom and stepdad, Mel Updike, were already at home, in bed, with the TV on. They figured she'd come in, and only the next morning did they realize she hadn't come home. Sharon didn't push the panic button because it had happened before, but by afternoon she was worried and started calling around to Rosalie's usual haunts. Drove to the diner and back, talked to everyone there, then called all her friends. No one had seen her since she walked out the door of the diner.
Boyfriend?
None currently, though Sharon said Rosalie had mentioned a boy she'd met online. Sharon doesn't even know his name, only that he claims he's from around Denver where her ex, Rosalie's dad, lives.
Online? How the hell does that work when you're a teenager?
I don't know, but probably the way it does for adults.
What about a car? He asked.
She didn't own one. Used her mom's Chevy when she needed one, or walked. Sometimes hitched.
Cook locked gazes with Belisario. The hitchhiking thing was a flag.
There are other vehicles in the house. Updike has a truck and motorcycle, and they're all accounted for.
Siblings?
None who live with her. And only half-siblings at that, a couple of them. Live with their dad. Updike's got a handful also, none of whom are in state.
What about her dad?
He held up a hand and clarified.
I mean the biological father, the guy in Denver. She call him?
Mick Jameson. Yeah, she called him. Woke him up. He lives with wife number two, a woman Sharon doesn't like or trust.
Does the first wife ever trust the second?
He asked rhetorically, the wheels in his head turning.
The dad and online boyfriend, both in Colorado. What are the chances of that?
Maybe they know each other.
Check 'em out, both of 'em.
Already started. Cook wrapped his fingers on the desktop. He didn't like the sound of this one little bit.
You got pictures?
Sharon supplied me and missing persons with a couple of recent shots, along with a pic and info on her driver's license. We've already put a bolo out on her, and considering her age, an Amber Alert.
So much for the 24-hour waiting period.
She's a kid, Sheriff, and I'm going with my gut on this one.
Okay.
He, too, had a bad feeling.
Start checking with friends. Work with missing persons. Look into the stepdad and old boyfriends, as well as the kid who's supposed to be in Denver. If she met him online, he could be anywhere. Maybe even just down the road. Someone who knows she's got a dad in Colorado and is using it as bait to get close to her. You know, an opening. For that matter, the online guy might not be a teenager at all. Could be an adult. A poser.
He let out a long breath and thought of his own teenaged kids, who lived in Portland with their mom. He knew how it felt when one didn't show up when they were supposed to, though he had lucked out and Hallie and Ben had always been okay.
Let's just hope she has a rebellious streak, took off, and has a change of heart. That way she'll come home on her own.
Lucy Belisario's gray eyes met his. That would be best, she agreed. But she didn't look as if she had much hope of that particular scenario happening. Neither did he.